Hello, everybody. Welcome to Badass Unscripted. Thank you once again for joining. My favorite part of my job has to be coaching individuals. So as a coach, I always set up a block of time every week where everyone I deal with or anyone who wants to spend time with me for any reason can have 20 minutes just to do one-on-one coaching. I think it's really important for Scrum Masters. I think it's really important for product owners, but it's important for executives and leaders and anybody who's just looking to get better, anyone who's looking to up their game. And trust me, if you're good at what you do, people will find you. People will come to you and they're going to ask, how can I do what you do? Maybe they'd like a job in this space. They'd like to be a coach or a scrum master. They want to understand how they can advance their career so they can do that. But you know what I hear a lot of the times? It's stuff like, I want to get better at. And so you say, well, go ahead and get better at it. Why aren't you good enough right now? Why do you feel like you need to get better? And they'll frequently come up with things like, well, I don't feel certain enough. I don't feel confident enough. I don't feel like I have enough ability. I can't get up in front of a crowd. I don't feel like my ideas are worth anything. And the answer to how you get better, it kind of doesn't matter what they want to get better at. I think the secret to coaching people who are looking to improve is to help them find meaning. So I've done multiple episodes and mentioned multiple times that the foundational component of Agile is having a vision. And you can't just have a vision. You can't just have a picture of how the world looks when you're done with it. But you have to have it rooted in service. So I'm going to repeat it. If you want to get better at presenting, if you want to get better at selling, if you want to get better at influencing people, and most of us do if we aim to be leaders because we want our voices to be heard. If you want to get better at influencing and spreading your reach and marketing yourself, putting yourself out there because you're a podcaster, a blogger, or what have you, they're all the same skill sets. And they all require only one foundational thing. You have to have a compelling picture of how the world would be better because you do what you do. So it forces you to ask questions like, what is it that I really care about? What's the contribution I want to make to the world? At the end of my life, what would people say about me? What did I achieve? What did I accomplish? What did I contribute? This is very personal. There's no right or wrong answer, and it's different for everyone. But I've said it before, if your picture of the world and how it looks when you're done with it is a collection of Ferraris or fine cars, those are things that don't influence or motivate other people. So your vision has to be one that's rooted in service. Not that there's anything wrong with a garage full of Ferraris, but you have to remember that for other people to want to follow what you're doing, there has to be something in it for them. That has to be a vision that they want to get on board with. So it can't be entirely self-serving. So you must have a vision that is rooted in service to others, because if you are serving others, you are giving instead of taking. And when you're giving instead of taking, and that leaks out of every pore, it is easier for people to trust you. It is the single quickest way to have people see the authentic you and to trust it. And authenticity and trust are so key to motivating and inspiring others. So once you have that vision of the world and how it's going to look when you're done with it, you have to say, who does this help? Why does it help them? And how is it going to help them? So you have to consider those things. Once you have those things, you now have the foundation to go out and practice whatever it is, presentation skills, selling skills, marketing skills, influence skills. But none of those things will happen or click into place until you have cemented the why. So make sure that you've spent the time and done the homework. If you listen to this podcast, everything I talk about won't build up or amount to anything unless you have that foundational core already built and established. So spend some time today asking those questions. Why am I here? What gets you out of bed every day? What kind of change do you want to make in the world? What's the place look like when you're done with it? And then who does that serve? How does that serve them? And why do you want to provide that service? Make sure you spend the time on that this week, guys. It's so important. All right. Thanks for tuning in. I'll catch you next time. Until then, stay badass.